Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're talking about the news off the air, and I'm reading CNN's webpage here, and there's
there's just four
stories in a row, just the headlines. Craig might or might not deal with a couple of these. These are depressing. Owner of 3D gun printing company accused of sexually assaulting a child. That guy was a douchebag to begin with, but that surprised me. Jet Airways plane turns back after passengers suffer nose and ear bleeds. That's disgusting.
I saw that.
This is kind of interesting. A great white shark lair found in the Pacific. Also scary as hell, though. And it's like they're hanging out there, a big lair. It said lair.
A clubhouse?
And it's spelled lair, yeah. And then man allegedly killed his parents and shot his ex-wife after getting divorce papers. Whoa. Why his parents?
Maybe they sided with her.
That could have been it. Yeah, you are a piece of crap. I didn't click on that. That's disgusting. That's the news we have to see early in the morning before you wake up.
No, that was part of the news.
And we protect you from it.
Yeah, I heard driving in. The news that I heard driving in
we protect you from it.
Super political or just horrible.
I know.
And that includes local news.
We have a local TV station in this town, not the one down the hallway, but their Twitter feed features a horrible story every day, and it's not even about anything in their area.
I don't think they even call it the horrible story of the day.
They don't. They just treat it like
it's the horrible story of every post.
And it's stupid because...
At least Craig will tell you.
If you're a local news station, that's what you are. You're a local news station.
Yeah.
So you should do local stories on your Twitter. But no, it's a horrible post. It's never even, and they don't do it on the news most of the time. Some of the stuff they won't even do on the news. But go ahead.
Oh, I forgot you what said I was about Craig. Say. Right. Craig announces when a story is going to be horrible.
Yeah. And we try to find some redeeming value or some laughter out of it, you know. Tony Danza is going to phone the program later on. Looking forward to talking to Tony, I should say. He's going to do a show on Netflix called The Good Cop. And Netflix has, 300 original programmings?
Something like that.
I mean, that's...
That sounds low.
Like 300,000 original shows, I think it is.
No, I think it's 300 original shows.
I think it's closer to 300,000.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I've clicked through. I've gotten to the end of Netflix before, and it's not 300,000.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Whatever, he's calling He's calling the program.
No one's ever gotten to the end of Netflix.
And Pete Lee... No, watch it. But when you search for stuff, the menu, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's more that you can find if you keep searching.
Just keep searching.
It's just not on the main page.
Right.
You got to look a little deeper.
Yeah. I haven't tried that.
I've only gotten
to the main page.
I don't
click on anything anymore.
I've gotten to the end of certain categories.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I've never gotten through
all.
Can't
pull the trigger on stuff, man.
All of Netflix.
You know?
No, I find it hard.
Can't pull the trigger.
Fear of missing out. You're,
that's it.
There might be something
and
better.
I'll just go right back to cable and flip around and just watch something for a little bit, then go to sleep. So I did watch the Mayans last night.
I watched that too.
Yeah, I did too.
It's a good show. Not many white guys on that show, I've noticed. it's a pretty Hispanic show. Yeah, and Indians now too with the casino.
The DEA agent, I think he's white.
Oh yeah, the white guys are the bad guys.
Yeah, kind of
the white douchebag cops.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, they invited some Chinese guys last night.
They always bring, Chinese guys.
Yeah, right. So there you go.
Pete Lee. He's Asian. He'll be here a little later on this morning. No, he's not. He jokes about being Asian.
Any number of people who are going to complain that the white people are underrepresented in Mayans shows, MC.
I don't think you can join the Mayans if you're a white guy. That's a Hispanic club.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Sons of Anarchy was all-inclusive, weren't
they? No. Well, no black guys.
Yeah, you couldn't be black.
They had, definitely couldn't be black. They eliminate
and I
that.
I think they made one exception for Juice.
But they found out he was biracial, remember?
He tried
to keep it quiet.
That's right, he had to keep that quiet.
Because that was a scalping or something.
Yeah, I think you had to be white to be in that club.
Yeah, that was a white club. Yeah, so.
Because there was a black club, and there was a Mexican club,
right.
And there was a white club.
Right.
Yeah, although you could have looked at that Juice character and figured out that maybe he's biracial.
Well, he looked Puerto Rican or something. He looked something, but what was his name in real life?
We talked to him a bunch of times, man. Yeah. I forget the actor's name.
I've been seeing photos of him with a full head of hair now. It's really freaky. Because he doesn't have a buzz and doesn't have the tattoo on the side of his head. Sorry, we're talking about something you don't know about. Theo Rossi, right? Yeah, there you go.
That's it. Right.
That's it.
Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. Petey Mack, a little sports. Counting down to the Browns and the Jets tonight, right?
No, you are.
All right. I probably won't watch any of that. That'll be a game that Craig watches. Craig will watch like the fourth quarter of that, but won't watch the Packers. His favorite team. All right. So.
Well, he just happens to be walking by the TV.
And then sits and watches
it. Yeah. He watches TV like Joe America listens to the radio.
Yeah, he walks by the TV.
Just happens to be walking by.
And Petey Mack will be here. And Pete Lee and Tony Danza. That's today's show. Want to get a hold of us? There's plenty of ways. Email. Try to be coherent on the email. I know it's asking a lot of you.
You really are.
It's asking a lot of some people. I mean, most people do not get a hold of us. They just listen and say hi and love the show when they see you in person, or they just, or they just pay attention, tell their friends they like the show. But if you are a nut job, have somebody type for you at least and explain to them what you're trying to tell us. So, because we really don't know sometimes. It's not necessarily hate email, too. It's just stuff that says, I don't get it. You're not speaking English.
Get a ghostwriter that can, form your thoughts into full sentences.
Yeah. Yeah, do something.
Yeah, and not send us a 3 to 4 page. Ramblings.
Complete ramblings.
Yeah.
Right.
We get manifestos. I want to say the writing skills seem to have deteriorated over the last while, but no, we get some good ones.
Oh, yeah, we do. We want you to continue if you can actually have a clairvoyant page. Not clairvoyant, that means you know what we're thinking.
Coherent thoughts.
Most people recognize that you have a 2-paragraph attention span, and they will try to keep it to that. And that's the way to do it, I think.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even listen to that.
Well, and also, Todd, remember that to call it a paragraph, it must have punctuation in there every now and again.
I'm not asking. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'm not going to. The most of that has punctuation, but I'm not going to grade your punctuation.
Oh, if it's a good story, I'll hang for 3 or 4 paragraphs.
Yeah. If it gets really juicy, exactly. But if it accuses us of stuff we didn't do, which is mainly the crap that we get, and, unlike Kavanaugh, I remember stuff we've done 25 years ago. I really do. When it comes to the show, I remember a lot of stuff. I remember what we don't do. Let's go with that. I don't remember. I'm always not sure what we do. I said do.
You said yes.
But I'm pretty sure over the 25 years sitting here together that I know exactly what we haven't done. That didn't happen.
Yeah,
you know?
If somebody brings something
up. It's that obvious that we wouldn't have done that. It wasn't what we do on our kind of show. Then it's wrong. And a lot of times you get confused. You're listening to somebody else in the past 25 years. But don't do that.
There was a guy who doesn't like us fat shaming.
Yeah,
we
fat shame guys too, mainly guys, right?
I think that was kind of his point.
None of us are skinny.
He was taking it personally.
None of us are ripped and skinny. Puss, when we met Puss, he was a big boy. He worked his ass off to lose a lot of weight.
You know why? Because we shamed him.
No, we never.
No, that's it. No, absolutely.
We never said anything to you about you being a
No,
weight.
We didn't.
We never did.
And when we do that on the air, it's just to get a cheap laugh.
It's just cheap laughs.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, a lot of people are big, and it's a struggle to try to keep somewhat thin. By the way, the word thin is not even in the vocabulary. How about somewhat not fat? You know, it's a struggle. We get it.
Yeah.
You know?
To try to achieve normal body weight for some people.
If we were all sitting here as swimsuit models, we wouldn't be, I think it would come off as disingenuous. Or if we were just a skinny guy like Tony, he could eat anything he wants.
Screw him.
Yeah. But we're not like that Playboy model who takes a picture of someone in the locker room at the gym and then fat shames her.
No,
I see a big guy coming into the gym or a big girl coming into the gym, I applaud them.
Right.
Yeah, they're making an effort.
Everybody's got dad bods in general, you know.
Wow.
Is that fat shaming?
Everybody here.
That's what I mean, but everybody does. Look, go out. Just go out to the store. You know, unlike what Pete Lee was saying yesterday about Southern California, this is the Midwest. Everybody's got a gut.
Yeah, there's a little different shape to the folks in the Midwest.
So what was he mad at? Is he a big guy trying to lose weight?
You know, I was going to write him back and say, please give us something specific.
But, yeah, that's it, specific.
Yeah, I don't know that would help either.
I don't know, man. We can't be PC about everything.
No.
You know, we have cut out a lot of things that we don't discuss anymore because it's just correct. But, you know, everybody just get off the couch and shut your pie hole once in a while. We all try to do that. It's tough. I get it. It's really tough. But you got to try to do that.
Yeah. Try to do some of this. I tried, they call it goatless.
Purging?
Goatless yoga last night.
Okay.
I went to
not everybody can do yoga.
I went to yoga.
So.
That,
just walk.
That did not involve any
It's called goatless yoga now?
Yeah. Anymore, you got to qualify it. Does that yoga have goats? No. This yoga.
I want goatless yoga.
Right. The following yoga session contains no goats.
All right.
Well, you got enough dogs at home. You should see if they want to do dog yoga.
Nah, I don't want to do dog yoga.
You could bring with peanut butter. That might be fun.
Bring the whole herd over to the.
You could do dog yoga, man. They just lick you the whole time you're doing the yoga.
I've seen that puppy yoga too. That just looks freaking annoying.
Oh, come on. There's nothing annoying about puppies.
But Tyler's
or
right.
Yogi. What?
Yeah. If you're for starters,
just walk.
Just take a walk.
Walk.
Go out and take a walk.
I walk all the time. Believe me.
I know it's
the best
too
part
damn,
about walking is you can't stop.
It's too damn hot.
Yeah.
Where we are right now.
Yeah, it's not fall.
It's not comfortable.
No, it's brutal.
It won't be tomorrow.
That is the thing about walking is you have to.
Oh,
walk.
You sweat your ass off.
You have to walk
outside,
back.
And you got to walk back.
You got to walk back.
But that means you don't just hit the treadmill and stop. Tell you, man, it's a brilliant thing. If you walk so far away from your house, you got to turn around and come back. You cannot stop and just walk off and just leave, go to the locker room. You can't.
Yeah.
You can call an Uber.
No, but
I got
be
a little
stupid.
Far away from my house. I need an Uber.
Well, that's lazy. All right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Somebody's done it.
Craig Evans is going to walk down the hallway a little bit. Slowly, though. He's determined.
One speed.
He walks one speed.
One speed.
I've never seen him hurry.
I gave him a story.
26 years. I've never seen him hurry.
Yesterday that involves goats.
Fat dudes?
Oh, no, okay, sorry. Goats.
All right.
So maybe he will get to that because everything else, like.
Is he ever done a story? He did a story yet? Because it's a true story that you hold your farts in, they come out your mouth.
I saw him working on it yesterday.
Okay, good. There you go. Yeah. Maybe that's what was happening to Jessie May. Maybe she was holding it because he didn't want to embarrass herself in the studio with us, and it just leaked out that way.
Yeah, I think it was that was a queef. She was holding in a queef, and I couldn't smell anything.
Although you tried, she was just sitting right next to you.
She was sitting right next to me. So if anyone would have caught a whiff of it.
All right.
Yeah. If anything, it smelled kind of perfumey.
Todd is a bloodhound.
But it did. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Pete Lee, Tony Danza. That's all today. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.